Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. And you walk with Him by opening your mouth and saying things. Well, that's not the way you normally say it. By saying words, right? What do you mean by saying words? You got to open your mouth and say something. It could be in other tongues. It could be verses of Scripture. It should be the words, "I worship you, Holy Ghost." And if you do, listen, if you do use the words, "I worship you, Holy Ghost," I'll be able to take you someplace that I can't take you if you don't use those words. See, because I speak from a room, listen, of Holy Ghost worship. And the things that I bring to you, I bring from that place. Isn't this exciting? It's costly. It's expensive. It takes time, it takes effort. And I testify to you what I have seen and what I have heard. Have you ever heard that before? That's what they said. They testify of what they've seen and heard. I'm testifying to you of what I've seen and what I've heard. What you do with it is up to you. But if you can believe, it'll take you somewhere. He says, "You wouldn't know any of this without me." Talking about the Holy Ghost. You understand? A lot of the things that I share with you wouldn't come any other way than by the Holy Ghost. Can you hear that? Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. Right? So where did it come from? Me making stuff up? I wish I was that smart. But I'm not, except in Him I am. You see? Because in Him He quickens my intelligence. He quickens your intelligence. You can go places when you worship Him. He's God. Why people don't worship Him? It's beyond me. You wouldn't know any of this without me, he says. Nor could you experience it. I hope you're here, because I'm going to take you someplace today if you'll go. Right? But people who worship the Holy Ghost will be able to hear things that I'm saying that other people who don't won't be able to. They'll go, that's a nice teaching. That's nice. That's special. It may be nice and special, but it can do something for you if you'll go to that place, if you'll go to that room. It'll do something to you and for you. Is this making sense? Mm-hmm. I hope so. Holy Ghost worship enables you to hear the message. Holy Ghost worship transforms you so that you can hear the thing that you can't hear yet. Remember, I preached a whole message. I hold three messages, a series. And you got to hear differently. That's how God gets anything over to you. If you refuse to hear, God can't help you. Isn't that a great message? And if you can't hear, then the preacher can't help you. But if you worship the Holy Ghost, He'll open up that place for you. I hope you're here. Well, I'm excited about it. Did you find 1 John? If you can't hear, God can't help you, and I certainly can't help you. Anyway, so 1 John chapter 1. Has anyone ever experienced hearing from God and what it does to them? It changes them, and it changes their circumstance. Mm-hmm. Is that good? Isn't that what you want, or do you just want a little soliloquy? Maybe a poem. I should have brought a poem. I don't want to hear that. Hey, I tell you, I want to hear from God, and I'm addicted to it. I've got to. I have to have it. Why? We have to have it if we're going to go on. That's why people like their comfortableness and their comfortable little churches, because they're not required to hear from God. They can just go on Sunday and do their little program, and they have a good nursery. And sometimes I like the music, but I don't like that last song. Right? You hear this, right? This is what people do. It's convenient for them in their lifestyle. But that's not hearing from God. Hearing from God requires a change, and you change. Well, anyway, let me try to read this. It's about time. 1 John chapter 1, and then verse 5. Did you know that from last week? Probably. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that what? God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So what kind of light would that be? That would be the brightest of lights. That would be the purity of light. I preached on holiness over and over again. That's the definition of holiness. There's no corruption in it. You understand? Yep. Pure light. Now God is light. It says, is your Bible say that? He is light. And I present to you from last week, I'm just going to go over this just quickly. Are you here? And there's a reason I'm going over this. We're trying to go somewhere. You understand? He is made out of light. It doesn't mean not even going to go there. He is made out of light. And when he said, "Let there be light," he was speaking forth of himself. You understand? He spoke forth of himself. It's the first thing he said, "Let there be light." And what happened? There was light, but it came out of him. He is light. He's the substance of light, and the light that we know of came out of him. Are you here? And this matters. Just follow me here, okay? And then he began to subdivide the light, divide the light, and then he began the first day and divided the evening and the morning and all these things, right? Let's go back to Genesis. God is light. That is his substance. That's what he's made of. And when he said, he spoke forth of himself. When he spoke forth, "Let there be light," he spoke forth of himself. And I hope you can hear this. When he said, "Let there be light," the whole kingdom of light was established in an instant. What came first, the kingdom of light or all the things, the world that was created afterwards? Obviously, the things afterwards. When he said, "Let there be light," out of him came light, and the whole kingdom of light was established forever, eternally. Are you here? And then he began to divide some of that, subdivide it, and we get light that's divided. You understand? Like a rainbow. That's probably the best illustration of it. Are you here? Oh, goodness. The entire kingdom of light was established. Let's read this in the beginning. Are you there? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, say the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And I present to you, hopefully you can receive it, that in that moment, the whole kingdom of light was established. And that kingdom, that's what I talked about last week, that kingdom is more real. That light is more solid. You can stand on it, right? It has more substance. It's tangible. You can feel it. I mean, we can even feel natural light, can't we? But this light is substantial. It's a kingdom built out of it. You understand? Where does God live? He lives in that kingdom that he built out of it. He spoke forth from it. Why all of this? I'll take you there. He's made of light. When he said, "Let there be light," he spoke it forth from himself and then began to divide it. Let's look here. See, God told me this, and then I read it. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God what? What's the very next thing? He saw the light, that it was good. No, no kidding. That's what he said. He said it, he saw it, and then he began to divide it. God divided what? The light. Can you divide light? You ever have a prism? Do this in science class? What comes when light goes into a prism, it's all white, comes out divided into many colors. All right, you can look around the room, you see many colors. But we only see a small spectrum of light, very narrow. It goes way beyond that. So then God began to divide it. Are you here? Does this make it any sense? My point is that, is God an actual being? Is there substance to him? Yes, but he lives in a world made of light. You understand? Because he's made of light. And when he spoke that forth, it was an entire kingdom that's still there today. And when saints die, they go there to the kingdom of light. Are you here?
Yes.
What are the buildings made out of? Light. What is the concrete made out of, if it's concrete? Light. What are the people made out of? Light. Are you here?
Yes.
Is it solid? Yes, it's more solid, it's more substantial, it's more real, it's weighty. Have you ever heard the word glory? The word glory has the meaning of weight behind it. It's weighty, it's substantial. Okay, I'm trying. The kingdom of light is more substantial, it's more sure, it's more eternal than what you see. We're all wrapped up in what we see, are we not? We're wrapped up in what we see in this natural world, and yet there's a kingdom of light that God himself is made out of and makes stuff out of that is more real than that thing. Like a sickness and disease, the healing light of God drives out the sickness and disease and replaces it with healing and health. Are you here? All right, go over to verse 26 and we'll see why I'm ranting and raving here, hopefully. Let us, verse 26, are you there? And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. And verse 27, so God created man after his own image. Now, what image of that would it be? If God is light, are you still here? What did man look like? He looked like light. He was a light being. Are you here? This is where we're going. I hope you're excited about it. We're going into this light kingdom. If you were to die today, that's where you would go, and everything would be built out of light. And it's more solid and sure and eternal. Are you here? God didn't make man just flesh. He made him after his own image. Did you see that? God made him man after his own image. And then go over to chapter 3 and verse 10. Say chapter 3.
Chapter 3 and verse 10.
And this is after the fall. Adam and Eve, they sinned and they fell, right? Verse 10, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. When they sinned, did their clothes fall off? What fell off? The light that they were clothed with that came out of them. Are you here? And then what did they see? They see what we see when we take our clothes off. They saw their flesh. You're not supposed to see your flesh. Did you know that? If you were clothed like God was clothed, you wouldn't see your flesh. Where do you think we're going back to? We go full circle. Where are we going back to? We're going to be clothed like God is clothed with the light. Are you here? Why do you think all the animals obeyed him? I mean, here comes this flaming torch into the garden. I will do whatever you say. Even now, animals don't like fire. Are you here? Is this getting better? Though he is made out of light, you're supposed to be made out of light. Glory be to God forever. But they lost the light, and what did they say? I'm naked and afraid, right? I'm afraid I'm naked. What did that light do then? If they became afraid when the light left, what was another thing that the light did for them? It made them unafraid. They weren't afraid of anything. Say they wasn't afraid of no things. man, your English is really bad. They weren't afraid of anything. Would you rather say that? They weren't afraid of anything. Where? In the light. Well, that would be what faith would be, wouldn't it? We'll probably see a correlation, and it's a little hint here later on. All right. A man fell, he lost his light covering. Are you getting this? So what should happen when we get right with God again? Jesus paid the price, the full price, for us to enter back into his glory, and we're changed from glory to glory. I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but we're changed from glory to glory, right? Then we should be beginning to be clothed with that same light. All right, you're not supposed to see your flesh. Your natural state, the state you're designed to be in, is to be clothed with light. That's who you are. That's where you're going. You're a light being. You ever take a flashlight and shine it through your hand? You ever see that? You can see right through it. Light flows out of you and through you. Brother, this is too much. If it's too much, we'll never go there, and we'll never do what the Bible tells us to do, which is arise and shine, for your light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Everybody would like to quote that, but then nobody wants to talk about what it really means. That's where we're going. Well, I don't like it. Well, then you won't go there. Are you here? All right, your natural state. Say, my natural state.
My natural state
is in the light.
In the light.
Yeah, when I get to heaven. No, on earth. Where was Adam? Where did he lose the light from? He was on the earth. We're going back into the garden. Are you here? Was Adam sick in the garden?
No.
Yeah, he was really sick. No, he wasn't. He had everything he needed, all his provision, and it came through the light. I'm trying to take you here. I wish you'd want to go. We're going to the light. Have you ever heard anybody say, go towards the light? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's always when they're dead. They need to go towards the light before they die. Because we can be quickened, listen, by the light of God, and walk like new creatures in the earth that have never existed since the day of Adam. Somebody's going there. Have you ever heard you're called unto glory? Yeah, but it's when you die. No, then die already. That's not what it means. We're called unto glory, that we may show forth the visible manifestation of his presence. It's been prophesied in scripture after scripture, and somebody's got to do it. I tell you who's going to do it is the Holy Ghost worshiper. Why? Because worship transforms you from what? One glory to the next. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this exciting?
Yes.
It is if you believe it. Well, let's look at a couple things of God here. Go to Genesis. We still in Genesis?
Yep.
All right, Genesis chapter 15. Now, God created man in his image, right? And we saw that, you know, after Adam sinned, he was naked and afraid. Why? Because that was the first time he saw his flesh. You ever get scared when you look in the mirror? Like, ah, who is that? That's not funny, brother. Genesis chapter 15. Yeah, glory be to God forever. Well, now this is dealing with Abraham when he brought an offering. You remember that at all? How much do I read of this? So he brought an offering and he divided up. God told him to bring like a bull and some other things, and he divided it up, right? But he didn't set fire to it. That's what they normally did. Are you here? Just trying to make this quick. And so he brought an offering to God. He divided it up, and then he had to shoo away the vultures, because they were trying to come and eat the offering. He said, no, get away, vultures. Are you here? And then verse 12. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 12. And when the sun was going down, so this was all day long, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said, Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards they will come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and shall be buried in a good old age. Yeah. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. I'm not going to preach on all that stuff. Verse 17. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoldering furnace. Say a smoldering furnace.
Smoldering furnace.
It was like a pillar of fire. Remember all the other times in the Israelites were talking about God leading them as a pillar of fire. A burning lamp, a smoldering furnace, and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. So God himself, other translations say, God himself walked in between the pieces and consumed the offering. What did he look like? What could he describe him as? A burning lamp and a smoldering furnace. Who? God, that we were created in his image. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Exodus, right after Genesis, Exodus chapter 3. Suppose if you were created in the image of God, you know, and we're going back into that image of God, what do you suppose is your birthright? The flaming furnace. To be clothed with the glory of God. You know, you say the glory of God and people go, oh yeah, the glory of God. But when you say a burning fire, it strikes a different image. Are you here? Genesis, Exodus chapter 3. Talking about God here. Can I talk about God in this meeting?
Yeah.
I hope so. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. And now Moses kept a flock of Jethro and his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back side of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. What? In a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. So could that have been fire that we all regularly know? If you lit the bush on fire with regular fire and kerosene, what would happen? It would be consumed. So it was a kind of fire. It looked like, say it looked like.
It looked like,
it looked like fire. That's how he's describing it. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the midst of the bush. Who was in the bush? God. What did he look like?
Fire.
A bush. No, he was the fire that was in the bush. Just happened to be in a bush, right? And I think it's funny because he goes on, he says, and he said, draw not nigh hither, but put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is what? Holy ground. Why would that be? Because the fire of God is holy. The light of God is holy. There is no darkness at all. Are you here? All of these things go together. See it? Hebrews 12:29 says, you want to turn there, you can. Our God is a what? A consuming fire. Now, before I started this out saying God is light, right? He's made out of that. That's what his substance is. Right? If you have to squeeze his arm, it would be made out of light. And here it says our God is, this is John, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 29. For our God is a consuming fire. It's another likeness. He's made out of fire. He's made out of light, right? He's made out of glory. It's his substance. It's who he is. Whose image were you made in? In His image. God is light, looks like fire. So oftentimes we'll call it glory. We're being changed from glory to glory. We're called to be holy. His light is holy. When we observe Him, we're changed into the same image from glory to glory. Are you here? Mm-hmm. How are we going to get the church to go here? When people don't, you know, they want to hear anything, let alone this. They need to be changed, and they're changed into this light. I'm telling you, it's beneficial because it's who you're really called to be. And that's where we're going. God is light, looks like fire. That's why they say fire many times, because it looks like fire. What could Moses call that? He had no familiarity with the glory of God that was on this bush, but it looked like fire. But he was seeing God. Are you see that? All right. Go to Psalms. Am I getting this across? Sometimes I wonder. Psalms 104. See, because in this fire, in this glory, in this light are all the things you need. Wouldn't that make sense if it's in the kingdom of God? What's in that fire? What's in that light? Why wasn't Adam afraid when he was clothed with it? Why did everything work out for him? Because he was in the light. Ever heard of being called to walk in the light as he is in the light? Who's in the light? He. We're called to walk in it. That means you got to be made out of it. Is this making sense? Are you there? Psalms 104. Let's look at verse 2. Psalms chapter 104, verse 2. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment? Who are we talking about? God. He covers himself with light as with a garment. Why did Adam try to fashion some fig leaves? He needed a garment before he was clothed with light. Say this: I shall be clothed with light. You suppose that would be seen? I can take you to scripture after scripture that tells you it shall be seen. His glory shall be seen on you. That's where we're going. Well, brother, this is fascinating. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment? Look down at verse 4. Are you here? Who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a what? A flaming fire. Guess what that word ministers means? Worshippers. It could be translated worshipers. He makes his worshipers. Whose worshipers? The Holy Ghost's worshiper. I'm telling you, go to the room of Holy Ghost worship and you'll be changed from glory to glory. He makes his worshipers a flaming fire. You wonder why it's been hidden for so long? Because people won't go there. What's in that fire? What's in that glory? What's in the glory? Everything you need. Provision. Prosper. Is there any wealth in the glory of God? It is wealth. Is there any health and healing in the glory of God? It is healing and health. Is there any youth renewal in the glory of God? It is youth renewal. Are you here? This just isn't exciting. I don't know how to make it any more exciting until you see it. So I don't know if it was last week or I've been preaching along these same lines with the holiness of God. People just aren't excited about because they don't see it. And I'm telling you, it's hard to see when you're not in the right place to see. You ever been at a ball game or something and some large bald man is sitting in front of you and you can't see? Or you're at some concert and some lady's wearing a hat You like take the hat off. And until you move, you can't see. So I know it's a bad illustration, but my point is, there's things you can't see until you're in the position of seeing it. And we're changed from glory to glory when we worship the Lord. And people don't know who the Lord is. Who's the Lord in the earth today? The Holy Ghost, and He begins to change you. I'm way ahead of myself. What came on people on the day of Pentecost? Well, they began to speak with tongues. Fire came on them. Why? It's part of who He is. If He came, it's made. He's made of it. And when we see it, we go, oh, He's made of that fire stuff. Are you here? So if I worship the Holy Ghost and I'm changed into the same image, what image am I going to be changed into? According here, it says, and who makes His angel spirits and His ministers a flaming fire. Who does it? He does it. Is this any good? What's in the flaming fire? Is there any benefit to that? Are you kidding me? I need more. You know, because we all go, oh, He's on fire. He's on fire. The way, look at all, He's spitting in everything. He's on fire. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the substance of God Himself, who is wealth, who is healing, who is everlasting life. Jesus said, I would give them the light of life. The light of life. The what? The light of life. It's what God built His entire kingdom out of. Concrete? No, light. It's a substance that's more real than what you can see or feel, although you can feel it and you can see it. Are you getting any of this? Is this exciting? It should make you want to worship the Holy Ghost, because you begin to see Him and you're changed into His image as you see Him. You understand? From glory to glory, even by worshiping. All right, let me continue on here. He makes His ministers a flame of fire. Ministers, like I said, it could be worshipers. Well, we would hope His ministers would worship Him, right? Worship, therefore, transforms you from glory to glory, from light to light. The kingdom of light. How would you like to have a little piece of the kingdom of light? What do you think that would be worth? What if you could have a little piece of the kingdom of light and rub it on you? What would that do? I don't know. Whatever spot you rubbed it on would be really blessed. Right? What if I could rub some of that in my bank account? The light of God. Think I'm going to have a problem financially? I think not. Are you getting this? I hope so, because we're designed to walk in the light. Man, I should say light, and everybody should go, everyone should light up. Right? Because, oh yeah, this is where I'm in. This is me. I'm in the light. This is where we're going. This is our kingdom. These are my peeps. Say my peeps. Who's your peeps? Well, we got Moses, we got Elijah. Remember, Jesus said of God that He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then He said, I'm the God of the living, not of the dead. Meaning they're alive. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? They're in the kingdom of light and they're still alive. Are you here? And they're more real than what we can see. I got some things that I hope that, you know, I wish I had 3 hours. You're like, I'm glad you don't. You worship the Holy Ghost. He takes His worshipers and He turns them into what He is. He turns them into flames of fire. Not a flaming fire. Okay. Go to Matthew chapter 17. How many of you know what Matthew chapter 17 is talking about? We're transformed into this kingdom of light. It is a substance. It's a substance that you can acquire and use. in this life that does things for you. But when I talk about light, your ears should perk up and you go, oh yeah, that's me. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brings them up into a high mountain apart and was transfigured. This word is only used two other times, and in both other times is talking about worship. Your spiritual worship being changed from good to acceptable to perfect, and the time when it says the Lord is that spirit, and when you worship him, you're changed from glory to glory. Two times, two other times, and here, transfigured before them, and his what? His face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Do you suppose it just changed the color of his raiment? No, the light shined through him to where all he could see, all they could see were white light. Are you here?
Yes.
And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking to him, or talking with him. Were they real? Are they real? Are they still alive? Yes, where are they? They're in that kingdom of light that they couldn't see until they were enabled to see it. Do you see? But they were solid, they were real. Now, you still here? Is this making any sense? I hope I'm getting something across. Now, the discerning of spirits, which is part of what was going on here, they were able to see into the spirit world, right? Like if you were to see an angel, that would be a gift of the discerning of spirits. Say the gift of the discerning of spirits.
The gift of the discerning.
That is one of the gifts of the nine gifts of the spirit, discerning of spirits. It's seeing into the spirit realm. It's something that I've experienced multiple times, probably more than any other gifts of the spirit. Now, if I see into the past, it's a word of knowledge and a gift of the discerning of spirits, because I saw into the past. If I see into the future, what is that? A word of wisdom via the discerning of spirits. If I see into the present, that's the discerning of spirits. Are you getting this? And that's not what this message is about, but I'm trying to get something across to you. Well, one time while I was preaching, are you here? My eyes were opened and I saw into the spirit. I saw the words that were written on the page in my Bible. They were written out of light. They were literally words written in light. The word is God. It was written out of God's word. He spoke them. God said, let there be light. What were those? Those were words. Are you here?
Yes.
You know, people can believe this or not. I guess it's up to you if you want to or not. Well, then the other day, as I was sitting and praying in tongues, most of the gifts of the spirit will operate when you're in the spirit. I'm in the spirit. Say, he's in the spirit.
He's in the spirit.
And I looked down and I saw my arms and my hands. Now, I'd never known this before. When you're in the spirit, and the gifts of the spirit operate, the discerning of spirits, you can see things from the spirit's perspective. You understand? And so as I looked down at my arms, I saw how naked they were. They looked weird to me. They looked like I should not be seeing these. And I the way I can describe it, I know this sounds weird. Many of them think gifts of the spirits are weird. So here you go. If you were to see, let's say I look over and all I saw was a skeleton, would that be weird? You understand, right? If somebody saw an x-ray and all they saw was a skeleton. That's the experience it was to me. I saw my arms and I saw the flesh. I saw them just like you'd see them, but because I was seeing them from the view of the spirit, they looked wrong. They looked naked, as if I was just looking at a skeleton. That's what Adam saw. He said, this is not right. Where did it go? Why? Because we're not designed to be naked. We're not designed to see our flesh. Our flesh is designed to be clothed with the Spirit. You getting this? And I don't know if you've seen the movie The Matrix or not, but it was much like that. Your eyes are taken away and you see that everything is not what it seems. And that's the way it is in this physical world. We're not even supposed to be seeing it. We're supposed to be seeing the light. Are you here? So the word is light. Can you understand that? If you could see the word in the Spirit, it would literally be scribed in light. You're not supposed to see your flesh. That's why we cover it up. You're supposed to see the light. You're supposed to see the covering. The covering of what? The light of God. That's what you're called to. You're called to glory. You're called to be clothed. Say this, I'm called to be clothed with the light of God. Is that of any value? Yeah. What does that do to your youth renewal? It is youth renewal. What does that do to your prosperity? It is prosperity. God spoke forth light and the entire kingdom came out. Blah, blah, blah. We're called to obtain the glory. We're called to obtain the light. Walk in the light. I'm not going to take you to all these verses of scripture. Walk in the light as he is in the light. What does that mean? I don't know. That's just a really nice saying. John said, as we've told you from the beginning, God is light. And we need to walk in the light as he is in the light. And nobody really knew what he was talking about. It's the real you. Say, it's the real me. I tell you, this has happened to me time and again, that when I'm worshiping the Holy Ghost, say worshiping the Holy Ghost. Meaning I'm using the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost. I'm praying in tongues or I'm confessing the scripture. I'm walking with God. We all know that, right? I will have the overwhelming sensation that that's the real me. And all this other stuff out here, you know, when we wake up in the morning, we're like, yeah. Where's my coffee or whatever it is, you know? That's not the real you. The real you is the one that's in the light. You getting this? You think you have extra strength in the light? You have supernatural strength in the light. Was that too loud? Yeah, a little bit. It's true. You're quickened. Have you ever heard that? Quickened by the life of God. Quickened by the light of God. The light is health. The light is youth renewal. The light is all of these things. That's why when Adam lost it, he lost it. Ephesians 5, we'll end with this. I already read to you John. 1 John 1:5 says, walk in the light as he is in the light. Remember that? For you were sometimes darkness, right? Yeah, that's true. We were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of what? Light. Of light. Who is God? God is light. He's made out of light. Now, I did not say, and I need to say this, I'm going to start out with this. I did not say that light is God. There's a difference. You understand? Speak of, oh, the light, it's God. No, God is light. It's different. We're walking as children of light. Are you here? Let me pray for you. Holy Ghost, I thank you that revelation has entered into the ears of the hearer this evening and is beginning to take shape and form. And as they yield to it, they will know you as God in the earth today and will be transformed from glory to glory. And let your light shine in them. And we pray in Jesus' name and drive out all sickness, drive out all poverty, drive out all fear. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.